Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. The countdown is still ticking. Eurovision draws ever closer. What's happened this week? Let's find out. Yes, hello everybody, Ewan Spence here once more on your ESCInsight.com podcast. The weekly news, giving a little roundup of everything that's been going on leading up to the contest. It's less than a month away. It's Tuesday, April the 19th. Everybody's counting down. It's like 10 or 11 days till the Insight crew heads over to Dusseldorf in the Esprit Arena to bring you every single moment of the action that we can in a nice, handily wrapped up podcast, so you can dive in and find out what's going on, just as you have done every week here with the news. We just ramp up the rhythm a little bit more when we get over to Germany. There's no reason for you not to have a hold of the music now yourself. The CD is out. It's double CD. You find it on Amazon, physical download from Eurovision.tv or the MP3s as well. Everywhere else, you know, even your TV broadcasters will have the videos up that gives them a click through and a little advert, and you can watch the official videos as well. Look, just do me a favor. Don't grab it from the dark corners of the internet. You know, it's a tenner. It's not a huge investment to grab the music from this year's song contest. Go out there, support the contest in whatever way you can, and that includes buying the official CD. Where you might need to use a dark corner is if you're expecting to watch Eurovision on Czech TV. They're not going to be broadcasting it this year. Because of the rules, you need to broadcast it the year before you appear in the contest, which means we're not going to see the Czechs in 2012, unless they really, really want to bend the rules, but I don't see that happening. Those of you in Czech can either tune to ARD or SRTV, Germany, Slovenia respectively, or of course, and this option is available worldwide, Eurovision.tv will be streaming the pictures live. You won't get a commentator, but hang around. Long-term listeners will know that I can solve that problem for you. Well, lots of promo tours are still going on. The big one that's just happened in the UK, the London Eurovision preview party, saw six acts pop up on stage, do little songs, some a cappella versions, doing their own song on the piano. Paul Jordan was there and was reported back on the website, and that one, www.escinsight.com. Lots of TV appearances is popping up as well. Interestingly, although the Armenian Music Awards, it would be natural to see Emmy singing her song. They're both Russia and Sweden decided to pop up as well. No mention if Alex and Eric were wearing the same clothes with each other, but of course there has been a touch of needling over similarities between the dance moves and the exploding glass cage in Sweden's popular and from Alex Farrell's previous performances. Look, this is humans spotting patterns in everything. Eric sums it up quite rightly. He says, look, they thought I'd stolen a dance step where I stand on tiptoe, and I wonder whether they knew who Michael Jackson was. And Michael Jackson probably knew who Fred Astaire was, and goes back and goes back and goes back. Look, this is it. You know, people spot patterns when they're not there. But to be honest, it does some good natures, you know, mental fighting and needling, and that's what we like to see in competition. Passion's running high, the emotion's going up, and the fact that I think the video for Popular looks a little bit like West Side Story with a new gang street culture thing laid on top of it, that's probably me seeing a pattern as well. Other documentaries, BBC have just aired Your Country Needs Blue, which probably wins the award for the best pun of the year, pulling in about 2 million viewers on that one. Good response from fans and viewers all round. Not a lot of room for improvement. I'm probably the minority. Again, back at the website, you'll see why. Austria has confirmed that they will be showing a documentary about Nadine Bellier's path up to Germany's Eurovision staging just before semi-final 2 and the grand final there on Austrian TV. And all over Europe, check your TV listings. The Secret History of Eurovision documentary, which I was filmed for last year, was left on the cutting room floor, which Paul Jordan has been filmed for and looks all academic-y. It's pretty much everywhere in the run-up to the contest. Check your local TV listings. Check the channels that aren't necessarily broadcasting Eurovision. I know in the UK that it's more for are going to be showing the film, not the BBC. So do keep an eye out on that one. It's a delightful documentary. It's a slightly different way of looking at the contest, but I think you're all going to enjoy it. If nothing else, the camera work and the clips and everything you're going to see is going to put you right in the mood for Dusseldorf this year. A What else? Well, let's see, all the accreditations are done. If you are applying for Price of the Fan badges, you should have an email in your box just now. You'll know whether you're going to be in Dusseldorf or whether you're going to be just doing a little day trip to Cologne to pass the time away. But whether you do, you know, and it's a chance to travel, we're going to have some stuff about, you know, day trips around the big German cities of Dusseldorf and Cologne on the website, so we can make sure you can do the touristy thing for at least one of those days. Definitely well worth checking out. And if you're down under in Australia, or fancy pop along to sbs.com.au/Eurovision, they have a dedicated radio station for Eurovision. SBS Eurovision Radio's popped up, will be running until the end of May. You may hear a familiar voice. Hello, Australia. Just seemed like the right thing to do at the time. Yes, Insight Team is going to be helping out SBS, and we'll be doing daily news bulletins for them as well as you guys on this podcast here, to go right around Australia. Pop over, say hi, and if nothing else, you get 24/7 streaming Eurovision music coming over the internet, and you can have a listen to that in the office. Eurovision music. I mentioned this one previously, but it is growing on me, so we're going to have that as this week's track. Amari Vassili, of course, is singing Sonu for France, and It's sung in Corsican. It's this great big sort of Brian Kennedy nocturne, you raise me up sort of number. And I don't know whether this is enough to do well. It's riding high in the betting, but as we've always said, the betting is how much money fans are putting down. You know, the real money is going to come on in about a week or two's time, and that's going to change all the odds completely, in my opinion. Certainly, John Kennedy O'Connor thinks France is going to be dark horse and do very well and could possibly win the contest. It's such a tight feel. I can agree with him and disagree with him in exactly the same breath. But let's pull up the English version, which has been redone. I Would Dream About You, a Amari Vassili mix. The sort of story behind the song a little bit clearer, but I think it loses just a little something.
I would dream about her with her voices soft and pure. It's the memory totally embraced when the night ends at this end. I would dream about her, but I'm always a lamenter. And if this heart finds it hard to care, how to get through come tomorrow. I'm down upon my knees, I'm there staring at the ocean. We could have had the world, so that you're not here. I'm
still a great song, even though I think the Corsican lifts it that little bit higher. Yes, it does bring it up, pardon the pun. Not as good as the guy who did Your Country Needs Blue. There you go. The English version of the French song, which will be sung in Corsican this year's Eurovision, because all the French is in the Lithuanian song. Got it? Good. Right then. What else do we have coming up? Lots of right thens as we, of course, go into the last handfuls of Jukebox Jury 2011s. We've got three more of those to go, judging this year's song every Friday as hit, misses, or maybes. If you're watching the podcast feed with your iTunes or whatever, you're going to be picking them up automatically. The daily shows, which we will be bringing from Dusseldorf, are going to be on this podcast feed as well. So you don't need to change anything. You'll just get them rolling in from May the 2nd. And right at the top, as I said, Eurovision.tv will stream the pictures and the sound with no commentary. If you're looking for a commentary, come here. We'll have our exclusive, as usual, for the last 3 or 4 years, even though Insight Podcast hasn't been running for that long. I've been doing them personally. The downloadable Eurovision commentaries, so you can have someone who's not what you have on the TV at home, or if you don't have a commentator at all, because of those internet streaming pictures, Insight is going to be there for you on the ground in Dusseldorf, on the finals and the semi-finals, through all the dress rehearsals, technical rehearsals, right before and beyond as well. I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening. As always, comments welcome back at the website www.escinsight.com. And we hit the guitars.